Good day, all friends of Following Padre Pio, and today we're going to look at a talk described as the following. Padre Pio said, do not lock your child in a boarding school. So his advice around that. So it's about the family and certain important critical things he saw in the family. Hello, I'm Edward Urban with a YouTube channel, Following Padre Pio, in which we look at the absolutely incredible life of the miracle worker and mystic Padre Pio. He's a Capuchin monk, and his intercession is still so powerful today. So if you or a friend or a loved one is in need of Padre Pio's help and assistance, then please do stay tuned to this channel, and we hope that you'll be amazed to find out what Padre Pio can do for you. If you are new to our channel, then please do like and especially share our videos with your friends and colleagues, and also subscribe. You have to click that subscribe and the reminder bell, otherwise YouTube doesn't send you reminders of future videos. But the best way to join in our Padre Pio apostolate is to enroll your mass prayer intentions for Padre Pio's masses. They are once a month, and your intentions will be enrolled there, especially for the followers of Padre Pio on this channel. Now, one thing that caused Padre Pio a lot of suffering was when marriages broke down. And he was strongly opposed to this. And Padre Pio was even heard to make the comment that divorce is the passport to hell. So it must be avoided at all costs. Try and make any plan to avoid divorce. Put the family first, because the family is in fact the blueprint, God's blueprint for most people's lives. And in the family, in sanctifying their family, that's how we get to heaven. So Padre Pio, he gave so much importance to the family. And in this area, it was even easy for him to admit the failures. Yet at the same time, it was in the united and holy family that Padre Pio, he saw the place where faith wells up like a spring. That's where the faith initially develops in the family. And for a start, he wanted all children to be baptized, he said, within 3 days, for this reason. It's quite incredible. So that the newborn's heart would be, as soon as possible, God's dwelling place. So that's what he wanted, and God slowly influences even the newborn. And then he said, by the laws of nature, the first word that a child speaks are often mama and papa, or mother and father, and the second he thought should be the names of Jesus and Mary. And of course, Mary being our other mother in a sense, our spiritual mother, and Jesus being, well, he's God. For Padre Pio, it was in the family that one first meets, the first meetings with the spiritual world happen. That's where it all begins. So it's a vital, fundamental building block in this sense of society. And to those who wanted to know which prayers to pray, Padre Pio would answer the following: the prayers that your mother taught you, that our mothers taught us. So that's where we first get nourished in our faith. And the saint also sees that mothers and fathers are the initiators and guardians, guarantors of morality in society, and that they transmit this to their children more through their example than through their words. So parents have to make sure they set a really good example for their children. And a person once asked him for a practical method to behave like a good Christian. And Padre Pio responded, as your fathers have educated you. It is for strong reasons that Padre Pio was opposed to parents just putting their children away, sending them to a boarding school if they were a little bit naughty or something. He was strongly opposed to that. And Padre Pio's reason for this, why he didn't want boys to just be put away into boarding school, was because if they have something good in them, they lose it there, and they learn the evil of others. So it's for a moral reason he didn't want children just put away in their boarding school. Here's an example. One day, Marco, who was the son of Dr. Sala, who was in fact the personal physician of Padre Pio. So Marco came and spoke to Padre Pio and told him he had a complaint, and he said, my father wants to put me in college, i.e. boarding school, and I don't want to go. So we may wonder, how did Padre Pio speak to this? Well, he said to Marco, tell him to come and speak to me. Anyway, as it turned out, the following day, the doctor just happened to bump into to meet the saint, and who said to him, "Listen, why do you want to lock your poor son in college?" And Dr. Sala responded, "You know, Father, how many I have at home. There are 5 of them. They drive everyone crazy, from the mother to the housekeeper." So, of course, 5 tend to get out of hand, and it's not easy. How did Padre Pio respond to this? What's going to be a clever answer? Well, he said, "Have you forgotten what you were like? And did your parents lock you up in a boarding school?" Well, that was the end of the conversation. The result was that Marco did not go to boarding school. So Padre Pio was really in favor of the family as a unit, and that nothing crept in there to corrupt the family. Initially, I was a little shocked when I read this, because Padre Pio saying he didn't want people to be educated? And obviously it wasn't. It was the moral aspect he was emphasizing. And of course, the church, we see how important education has always been in the church, found in so many schools, and even the first universities were all founded by the church. So it was the moral aspect that was so important to him, and for the reason, one could say, as in our Lord's words, "What does it help to gain the whole world and to lose one's soul?" So Padre Pio put that as of primary importance. Today we see a lot of people trying to homeschool, and it's generally for moral reasons. It's not an easy task, and one's got to admire people who have the courage to do that. So what can we take away from today's talk? Well, as we can see from what Padre Pio says, a good family is where the spiritual world begins for most people. So, for that reason, it is very important in the eyes of God. And then please do continue listening to our other videos. We have our most popular videos. And also, if you haven't enrolled, then there's going to be a video right here on how to enroll your Mass for Intention.